Thank you so much, Pastor Sharian, and all the other leaders of Koinonia. My name's Rick, and it's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
多谢哥伦嘅教牧团队嘅邀请，今天早上同大家一同嘅敬拜。
I live at Kingfisher Farm, which is adjacent to the Tatalu River in South Surrey.
我住喺南素里，近住 Tatalu 河嘅 Kingfisher 嘅农场。
The 10-acre property has a pasture, ponds, and a forest, and it has been home to goats and chickens and ducks and 25 people from 7 different households.
这个十英亩的地方有牧场、有池塘、有一个树林，也都养了很多的羊、鸡、鸭，住了七家的人，一共有25人。
One of the houses was built about 11 years ago, and I know it's a solid structure, despite the soil type and the high water table, because I witnessed the whole construction.
其中一家的房屋在11年前建造，虽然土种和水位比较高，但是我很有信心是一件很稳固的建筑物，因为我见证着整个的建筑过程。
My son Jared, then 7 years old, was fascinated with the whole process of excavating the hole, constructing the forms, and pouring the foundation.
当年我儿子有7岁，他对整个的建筑过程很感兴趣。
Now contrast that building with our 100-year-old barn.
相比一下我们100年老的谷仓。
It's great for barn concerts or a vegetable market in the summertime, but it's got a foundation made of logs that are now rotting.
相比一下我们这个谷仓呢，在夏天的时候呢，做这个的音乐会啊，或者做这个的农市场是非常好的。但是呢，因为它的地基呢，是用木来做的，现在呢，开始霉了，这木。
The whole west wall is actually sinking, and the floorboards are literally bending, some to the breaking point, and eventually we're just going to have to tear it down.
其中一部分的墙开始下沉，地板也开始咬，其实去到一个位置，我们要将它拆下来。
The moral of the story is that a poor foundation puts the whole building in jeopardy.
故事教训我们，一个差的地基是会令整所的建筑物受到影响的。
Now, too often, the foundation of the biblical story is neglected or overlooked.
很多时候，圣经故事的基础是被忽略同埋遗忘。
As a result, our witness, our ethics, and our discipleship are regularly compromised. Let me illustrate.
因此，我哋嘅见证啦、道德伦理啦、门徒训练都受到影响、受到妥协。
The Bible says that Jesus came to save souls, and that's the focus of all Christian discipleship.
圣经话耶稣嚟系会拯救灵魂，所以我哋嘅门徒训练就着重喺呢一个重点。
The Bible, and therefore Christian discipleship, has nothing to do with the creation of art or the study of science.
门徒训练同艺术创作以及科学研究一概无关。
The Bible, and therefore Christian discipleship, has nothing to say about the ecological problems facing our planet.
门徒训练对地球面临嘅生态环境问题完全无关。
As Christians, whenever our words or our behaviors affirm statements like these, it is a sign that the foundation of our biblical understanding is faulty, inadequate.
作为基督徒，每次我哋无论说话或者行为支持呢一种嘅谂法嘅时候，其实表示紧我哋对圣经嘅理解嘅根基出咗问题。
It's like when the floorboards in the barn start to bend or the door won't close because the frame is so out of whack.
就好似呢个谷仓嘅地板开始弯，同埋呢个门闩唔到一样。
It's a signal that we've forgotten or ignored the implications of the fact that the biblical story is shaped like an hourglass.
呢个系一个警号啊，话俾我哋听，我哋忘记咗或者忽略咗圣经故事嘅含义系好似一个沙漏嘅形状。
Of course, in the middle is Jesus. Jesus's birth, life, death, resurrection, ascension. It's the hinge point of God's work in history.
中间当然系耶稣基督啦，耶稣嘅诞生、生命、死亡、复活、升天，是历史性，是神的历史工作里面的转折点。
However, we cannot fully appreciate its significance without the story of God's creation.
不过如果不是透过上帝创造的故事，其实我们是没办法完全来到体会当中的意思。
The biblical arc begins and ends with the widest scope imaginable, all that exists.
圣经故事由开始到结尾都是存在在最阔的范畴的里面。
Therefore, if we have eyes to see, the entire biblical story has a creation-wide scope.
所以当我们看得见的话，我们看得到整个圣经故事是以创造为大范畴。
Jonathan Wilson, author and former professor at Carey Theological, wrote an entire book called God's Good World.
Carey 神学院的教授 Jonathan Wilson 的著作 God's Good Work 当中，
He describes why we need a fulsome understanding of the story of God's creation.
他解释到为什么我们要需要一个全面理解上帝创造的故事。
Wilson emphasizes that we must always keep creation and redemption together in our thinking, teaching, and living.
作者强调，我们是必须在思想、教导和生活的每一个范畴和救赎一起来看。
Without creation, there is nothing to redeem. The work of redemption is empty of content.
如果没有创造，就没有东西可以救赎，救赎的工作就变得没有实际的内容。
Without redemption, there is no creation. There is only chaos, emptiness, and meaninglessness.
没救赎就没创造，只有空虚混沌。
He underscores that while the good news is utterly unimaginable apart from the story of Israel and the coming of Christ, this gospel is cosmic in scope.
他强调福音如果不是在以色列的故事和在耶稣基督的降临的故事里面是无法来到想象，福音是具宇宙性的范畴。
My contention is that an adequate Christian mission and witness, our life in Christ, must be built on the foundation of God's creation.
我所持的论点就是一个足够承托基督使命和见证，即是我们基督徒的生命，是必须建立 在上帝创造的根基的上面。
So what is the story of God's creation? I will answer with 6 brief points.
上帝的创造是一个什么故事呢？我用六点来去回应。
Number one, creation is made by God. He made it all.
万物是神所创造，一切都是神所做的。
The opening verse of the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
圣经一开始就话，起初神创造天地。
And it's no accident that the Apostles' Creed, one of the most universally accepted summaries of Christian faith, begins with, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth."
同样在使徒信经一开始，他讲到，我信上帝全能的父，创造万物的主。
Both Genesis 1 and the Creed use a literary device called mirrorism.
創世記第一章和使徒信經同樣運用一種叫做對舉的文學手法。
When I search high and low for my misplaced car keys, I'm not really getting up on the roof or digging under the foundation of the basement.
比如說如果我不見了一輛車匙，我上上下下都找暈了都找不到，我是不是代表著真的我爬上屋頂或者落走到去地牢裡找呢？
Rather, the use of mirrorism conveys the sense of high and low and everything in between.
对举文学手法所表达的是由上至下而其中所包括的每一处。
Well, likewise, both Genesis and the Creed, they emphasize the totality of God's creative work. God made it all.
同样在创世纪和在信经都强调着上帝创造的整体性，神创造万有。
So number two,Creation is God's temple.
第二点，被造的万物是神的殿。
Have you ever noticed how Genesis 1 is full of architectural language?
你有没有留意到创世记第一章是充满着建筑的言语？
It's clearer in Hebrew, but you get a glimpse of it in the designation of spaces during the first 3 days.
如果大家看原文，希伯来文是很明显的，但是我们看译本的时候，创造的头的三日，那个空间的分配，我们略略看得到。
Light separate from dark.
光与暗的分开。
Waters above separate from waters below.
穹苍以下的水和穹苍以上的水分开。
Waters below separate from land.
天下的水要聚在一起，叫做旱地露出来。
Perhaps it's not so different from drafting a floor plan for a house.
或许和画一个图纸没什么分别。
Let's put a wall here to separate the bedroom from the bathroom.
我不如在这里起一埲墙，将这个浴室和这个睡房分开。
Or a kitchen island here to separate the cooking area from the eating area.
或者将厨柜摆在这里，可以叫做厨房和这个饮食的地方分开。
Isaiah 66 is much more explicit.
以赛亚书第66章更加明显。
Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me?
耶和华这样说，天是我的宝座，地是我的脚凳，你们要在哪里为我建筑殿宇呢？
Has not my hand made all these things, and so they came into being, declares the Lord?
耶和华说，这一切都是我亲手所做的， 所以他们就有了。
Creation is the dwelling place of Yahweh. And God sounds pretty satisfied with the house, the temple he's built for himself.
萬物是耶和華的居所，而耶和華對他自己所建的這個房屋，他很滿意。
Now, while visiting a friend's home, have you ever thought to yourself, this place really says Sally?
當你探訪朋友家的時候，你有沒有試過心裡面想，啊，這個地方真的很有屋主的風格？
Everywhere I look, I see and touch and engage with things that remind me of her love for pottery and music.
無論我看哪一邊，都每一件的擺設都反映著這個屋主，譬如她對陶瓷或者音樂的熱愛。
Or how organized she is.
或者她更會整齊。
Or her obsession with that popular TV show Ted Lasso.
或者她對某一套的電視劇的熱愛。
The point is that a house reflects its owner.
關鍵是一個屋企是反映著個屋主。
And God's temple reflects his character.
所以同樣神的殿是反映緊神的屬性。
Consider Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God.
我們看詩篇第十九篇第一章，他說諸天述說神的榮耀。
Or Romans 1, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made.
或者羅馬書第一章二十節講到，其實自從創世以來，神那看不見的事，就如他永恆的大能和神性，都是看得見的。
Among many other things, in creation, we experience God's provision and creativity.
在很多事當中，我們都經歷著神的供應和創意。
His generosity and faithfulness, his vibrancy and his love of diversity.
我們經歷著神的慷慨和信實，神的活力，他和他多元的熱愛。
So, creation is God's temple, and in the ancient Near Eastern world, what's the last thing you put in the temple during construction?
萬物就是神的殿，而在古近東世界裏面，最後一樣放在一個殿當中是什麼呢？
The image of the God.
就是一個神的形象。
So too in Genesis 1, where women and men are the final piece of God's temple.
所以在創世記第一章，我們同樣看得見最後一樣神擺喺佢嘅殿嘅當中係男係女。
We are created to be God's representatives within His temple.
我哋被造係要喺神嘅殿中成為神嘅代表。
We are meant to reflect and convey His character to each other and to the rest of His creation.
我哋係要互相反映神嘅屬性，向萬物表明神嘅屬性。
Needless to say, this job description has major implications for how we live.
无故之意，这个描述对我们的选择如何去生活是有重大的影响。
First of all, for people keeping.
首先是关于人的守护。
How do we treat the image of God in our midst? Do we love ourselves? Do we love other people?
我们怎样在我们的中间对待神的形象？我们爱不爱我们自己？爱不爱我们身边的人？
If we are living in the temple of God and we recognize in ourselves and our neighbors the spark of Almighty God,
若然我们是活在上帝的殿中，并且我们在自己和邻舍身上认得出全能上帝的光，
then extending love and dignity and respect to ourselves and to others is actually an element of worshiping God.
这样在自己和在身边的人延伸着爱、尊严和尊重，是敬拜上帝的基本。
How we treat others and ourselves reflects how we truly feel about God.
我们怎样对待其他人，怎样对待自己，是直接反映着我们对上帝真正的感受。
And conversely, when I degrade myself or I disrespect other people, I'm not only sinning against them, it is first and foremost a rebellion against God's claim that each of us has divine likeness.
相反，当我们贬低自己或者我们不尊重其他人，我们不单只是得罪着他们，最重要的、最首要的是我们向神的一个悖逆，向神给人的神圣的形象的悖逆。
Thus, the vision that heaven and earth is God's temple and each person bears God's image within that temple has far-reaching implications for people-keeping.
因此，天地都是神的殿，人在神的殿中有着神的形象，这个远景对人类的守护是有着深远的影响。
But I'm going to assume that we're already familiar with those implications because describing them is way beyond the scope of this sermon.
我希望我做个假设，就是大家对这些影响都已经熟悉了，因为我没办法能够在这里详细来解释。
However, the implications of this vision for earth keeping are just as profound.
不過呢一個對大地嘅守護呢個嘅遠景帶嚟係同樣有著呢個深遠嘅影響。
To illustrate, say I'm a fan of Rembrandt, the 17th century Dutch painter.
作個比喻，我係一個熱愛17世紀荷蘭畫家 Rembrandt 嘅粉絲。
I study his works, I practice my skills, I emulate his style, I confess my devotion.
我研究佢嘅作品啦，我練習我嘅技巧啦，模仿佢嗰個風格去表達我嘅熱愛。
I even go to the Rijksmuseum where his paintings are displayed. I enter the building filled with anticipation, and then
我甚至去到荷兰国立博物馆欣赏佢嘅作品，我充满期待走到去大堂，跟住我喺个袋里边攞出嚟。
I pull out spray cans and a knife and proceed to vandalize the masterpieces. What?
我喺个袋里边攞呢个喷漆同埋呢个戒刀嚟到破坏呢啲嘅艺术品，跟住你话有乜搞错
？Clearly, destroying paintings is inconsistent with being an art lover.
很明顯破壞作品、破壞藝術品同呢個藝術嘅愛好者係互不相符嘅。
It is just as clear that desecrating God's temple is inconsistent with our identity as bearers of God's image.
同樣，褻瀆神嘅殿同我哋作為神形象嘅承載者呢個嘅身份係互不相符。
In fact, it's as inconsistent as when we abuse each other and yet claim to follow God.
而實際上，是好像我们比上来到 去侮辱，而但假称我们是跟随上帝一样。
The biblical fact is that we live in God's temple, and as a result, we are called to both people keeping, loving people, and earth keeping, caring for creation.
而实际上，我们是活在神的殿的当中，因此我们是被呼召去守护人类，我们去爱人，我们同样是被呼召去守护大地，去关心万物。
Okay.Number three, creation is very good.
第三点，被造嘅万物系非常好。
The biblical writers were experts at their craft. The Pulitzer Prize winners of their day. They knew how to communicate a message to their audience.
其实圣经嘅作者咧系当时嘅专家，佢哋甚至乎系得奖主，佢哋好晓得咧点样将信息咧有效咁样咧嚟到传递到俾佢哋嘅听众。
For instance, we see their skill in the many repeated phrases of Genesis 1.
在从创世纪第一章，他怎样运用重复句子这一样东西，我们看得见他们的技巧。
Lacking bold or italics font, repetition is one way biblical authors draw attention to the important bits.
重复句子成为圣经作者能够将注意力带到某一些重点上面。
So throughout the chapter, we read, and God said, and God said, and God said,
所以在整段整章的圣经，我们看得见重复的看得见，神说，神说，神说。
Followed by let there be, let there be, let there be.
要有就有，要有就有。
Part of what this repetition emphasizes is God's awesome power. He creates the world with his voice alone, and astonishment is an appropriate response.
其中这个重复强调了神的能力，只是用说话神就创造了世界。
Another repeated phrase is, and God saw that it was good, and God saw that it was good.
另一句重复的句子是，神看这是好的。
It's repeated 7 times, and the last one is emphasized further as, and God saw all that he had made, and it was very good.
这个句子重复了7次，而去到最尾一次，他更加来到重点就是，神看他所做的一切都很好。
Here's my question. Does this repeated phrase also highlight God's power?
我的问题是，这句重复的句子是不是同样凸显了神的能力呢？
I don't think so.
我不相信是。
The text reads, and God saw all that he had made, and it was very good.
圣经说，神看他所做的一切都很好。
This is not an exercise of authoritarian rule. I decree it's good.And you better not argue with me.
这个不是一个专制性的统治方法，就是我说是这样就是这样了。
Rather, I think it's more like a painter or a sculptor working away and then pausing and commenting, ooh, that's good.
相反，我觉得好像是一个画家或者一个雕塑家，他在努力的工作，努力的雕塑，跟着他停一停，他就说，啊，挺好的。
Working some more, ooh, that's good.
他再做多一点，跟着发觉，啊，真是挺好的。
And when finished, stepping back, taking it all in, and observing, oh, that's very good.
去到最后，佢企后一步，欣赏一下，真系好好。
Of course, we expect creation to be good since it reflects the Creator.
当然，我哋期望创造系美好，因为佢系反映住个创造者。
Creation is characterized by abundance and vitality and delight and enough for all. And that's because God is generous and kind and provides for everything He's made.
萬物的特徵是充滿著豐裕、生氣、喜悅，能夠足夠給所有的人。
Psalm 104 is an extended meditation on the way that Creator God built sufficiency and plenty into creation at the beginning and continues to provide day by day.
詩篇第104篇講述到一個創造主起初點樣將充足的豐裕建立在創造入邊，亦都每一日持續嘅嚟到供應。
He makes springs pour water into the ravines.
你使泉源在山谷中涌流。
They give water to all the beasts of the field.
使野地所有的走兽有水喝。
He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth.
你为了牲畜使青草滋生，为了人的需用使蔬菜生长，使粮食从地里生出。
How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
耶和华，你所造的真是众多，他们都是你用智慧造成的，全地充满住你所造的东西。
All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things.
这些活物都仰望你，仰望你按时赐给他们食物。你赐给他们，他们就拾取；你张开你的手，他们就饱享美食。
In fact, we depend on the goodness of creation for our thriving.
其实我哋同样依赖创造嘅万物美好出来嘅扩展成长。
Our health is inextricably linked to the health of the non-human creation.
我哋嘅健康系与万物嘅健康紧紧扣密住。
As such,One of the chief ways we experience the provision of God is through creation, air, water, food, shelter, warmth, light.
因此我们经历神的供应其中一个最主要的方法其实是透过万物，无论空气、水、食物、住所、温暖，甚至乎光。
So, creation is very good.And it culminates in Sabbath Shalom where all things, God, human creatures, and non-human creatures, are rightly related to each other and mutually thriving.
被造的万物是非常好，并且在安息和平安中达到巅峰。无论是神、人和万物都彼此相连，并且共同的茁壮成长。
Now, a key part of this picture is women and men doing stuff. We've got work to do. We have purpose.
其中一種很重要的圖畫是看得見，就是我們人是有很多事情要做。
Now, unpacking our job description in detail is also beyond the scope of this sermon, but suffice it to say that according to Genesis 1 and 2, our task will include...
我沒辦法在這裡解釋其實我們的工作是做什麼，但是按住創世記第一和第二章，我們的任務是包括著。
Being fruitful, increasing and filling, ruling and subduing, naming, tilling, keeping...
生养啦，充满啦，管治、制服、命名、耕种、看护。
But all of this activity is done as we image our Creator.
但系所有呢啲嘅活动都系反映住我哋嘅创造主。
Clearly, Creator has tremendous power.
好明显，创造主系拥有好大嘅能力。
But unlike other ancient Near Eastern gods.Yahweh exercises power and authority selflessly so that his creatures will flourish.
但与其他近东的神明不同，耶和华是无私地使行他的权力和权威，令到受造物能够茁壮成长。
And we're meant to follow his lead.
而我们是应该跟随他的带领。
We reflect God's character by seeking the prosperity and vitality of God's creatures, human and non-human, people keeping and earth keeping.
我哋透过寻求神嘅受造物，包括人同万物嘅繁荣同活力，去反映神呢个嘅品格。
Therefore, while we depend on creation, through it God provides our daily bread, it's also true that creation depends on us.
因此，虽然我哋依赖创造、依赖万物，但系透过万物，神供应我哋每日嘅需要，同样创造亦都依赖住我哋。
Just like a sculpture reveals the potential for beauty latent within a chunk of granite,
好似一个雕塑家喺一块花岗石当中显示当中存在嘅美丽。
Similarly, when human creatures are rightly related to our Creator,
同样当人同创造主有一个正确嘅关系嘅时候
，we will unveil more of the unrealized shalom potential embedded within creation.
我哋会揭示创造当中未实现嘅平安。
The potential for health and vibrancy and wholeness, the potential for life.
在当中存在着的潜力，无论健康、活力，甚至乎是生命力。
So the story of creation so far is that creation is made by God, creation is God's temple, and creation is very good.
在被创造万物的故事当中，我们现在看得见，被创造的万物是神所造的，是神的殿，被造的万物是非常好。
However, creation is also groaning. Listen to the prophet Hosea.
不过被造物亦都同样在痛苦呻吟，我哋听听何西亚先知嘅话。
Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land.
何西亚书第四章第一节，以色列人啊，你们要听耶和华的话。耶和华要与这地的居民争辩，因为在这地上没有诚实，没有慈爱，也没有认识神的知识。
Rejecting God.
拒绝神。
There is only cursing, lying, and murder, stealing, and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed.
只有起假誓、散谎、残杀、偷盗、奸淫、行强暴，以致流人血事件相承而来。
Mistreating people.
虐待人。
Because of this, the land dries up, and all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field, the birds of the sky, and the fish in the sea are swept away.
因此，这地必悲哀，地上所有的居民、田野的走兽、空中的飞鸟都必衰微枯萎，连海里的鱼也要灭亡。
Degrading creation，
破坏万物。
Rebelling against God's lordship is the root cause behind the abuse of human and non-human creation。
反抗神嘅主权系滥用人同万物嘅根本原因。
Paul reiterates the idea in Romans 8.
保罗在罗马书第八章重申这个的观点。
The creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. The creation was subjected to frustration in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God.
罗马书第八章十九至二十二节他说，被造的万物都热切渴望神的种子显现出来。因为被造的万物伏在虚空之下，不是自己愿意这样，而是由于使他屈服的那一位。被造的万物盼望自己得着释放，脱离败坏的奴役，得着神儿女荣耀的自由。
Paul writes that the whole creation is groaning and it's waiting for the children of God to be revealed.
保罗说，被造的万物一同在痛苦呻吟。
The non-human world is waiting, waiting for human creatures to do our job.
被造的万物等紧人类去完成我哋嘅工作。
When we reflect God by caring for creation with love and self-sacrifice，
当我哋以爱同自我牺牲去照顾万物，去反映住神嘅形象嘅时候
，then we flourish and so does creation。
我哋同样与被造物一同嘅茁壮成长。
It's like a well-tended orchard that's overflowing with fruit in abundance。
就好似一个照顾得妥当嘅果园。满载住果实嘅丰收。
But when we neglect our job, the orchard becomes a tangled mess of wasted possibility.
但如果我哋疏忽咗我哋嘅责任，果然就会变成一团糟，变成浪费。
Nevertheless, because of God's faithfulness, the story of God's creation doesn't end here.
不过因为神嘅信实，这个故事唔系完结喺呢一度。
The fifth aspect of the story is that creation is loved by God.
故事的第五个方面是讲到被造物是神所爱的。
Do you remember the scene in Genesis 2 where God brings animals to be named?
你记不记得创世记第二章有一个故事是讲到神将所有的动物带到去亚当的面前去命名的。
We often focus on God's care and provision for Adam in seeking a suitable companion.
很多时候我的重力摆在神怎样照顾着亚当，供应亚当去找个适合的伴侣。
We might even notice the significance of naming. This highly meaningful and even parental responsibility suggests a sort of kinship with creation.
我 我们甚至乎可能着重到命名的重要性，当中的意思好像一个家长的责任，暗示着与创造物一种的亲情。
But have you ever considered this story from God's perspective?
但你有没有试过从神的角度来重新思考这个故事呢？
It reminds me of like a six-year-old child that brings her prized stuffy or his hockey stick to show and tell at school.
这个图景令我想起一个六岁的小朋友，他将他最珍贵的毛公仔或者他所爱的那支曲棍球带到学校去给人看。
The child is overjoyed and brimming with excitement to display their treasured possession.
这个小朋友满心欢喜，充满着兴奋来展示他最喜欢的物品。
Well, I imagine God on tiptoes with anticipation for the Eden show and tell.
我想象到神其实很兴奋去展示他在伊甸园所创造的一切。
He's so proud of the strength of the elephant and its multi-purpose trunk that he can't wait to show it to someone that's able to appreciate it.
他对大笨象的力和他的鼻很感到自豪。
I imagine God bursting with excitement for the surprise on Adam's face when the chameleon actually changes colors.
我想象神是满心欢喜，期待着亚当的表情，当他第一次见到变色龙是懂得变色的。
And I picture God's mischievous smirk when Adam is bewildered by the platypus.
我也想象亚当望着这只鸭嘴兽的时候，第一次那个样子，而神那个顽皮的微笑。
The point is,God is thrilled with his creatures, and why shouldn't he be? They are marvelous.
个重点系神对佢创造嘅一切充满住喜悦，佢而个应当系因为佢真系好奇妙。
And plenty of other places in Scripture corroborate this claim. How about this one, John 3:16 and 17?
其实圣经好多其他嘅地方都支持呢一个谂法。譬如我只系举一个例子，约翰福音第三章。
The curious thing about this famous passage is that the word translated world in English is actually cosmos in Greek.
约翰福音第三章第十六节一段我们很熟悉的经文，有趣之处是当中译作世人这一只字在希列文原本其实是 cosmos.
For God so loved the cosmos that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.For God did not send his son into the cosmos to condemn the cosmos, but to save the cosmos through him.
神爱万有 cosmos, 甚至乎将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子到万有，不是要定万有的罪，而是以使万有藉着他得救。
Even here, in a passage that is clearly focused on God reaching out to humanity in Christ,
即使在这一段很清楚讲到神对透过基督去接触人的一段经文里面。
Even here, we glimpse a much wider vision of a creator God that loves all he's made, loves it so much he'll do whatever it takes to bring about the Sabbath shalom that he longs for.
我们在这段经文，我们看得见其实这个创造主有多爱他的创造物，而他甚至乎愿意付出一切来到实现他所渴望的安息和平安。
Which brings us to the final aspect of the story of God's creation. Creation is being redeemed by God through Christ.
这个就带到我们这个创造故事最后一方面，就是被造的万物是透过基督被神救赎。
Now, given the way Christians usually speak about the gospel, it's no wonder we think Christ's work of salvation is only for people.
考虑到基督徒通常讲述福音的方法，我们认为基督拯救工作是只是关乎人，这件事我们应该不觉得出奇。
And while it is certainly true that in Christ everyone has a way to be reconciled with God,
固然在基督里面每个人都是能够与神和好。
To stop there is to tragically truncate the gospel's repercussions, the ripples in the pond they extend so much further.
但如果只是停留在这里的时候，是很可悲地限制了福音的能力。
The fact that Creator God has a much bigger project in mind is evident.Throughout Scripture, for instance, recall the story of Noah in Genesis 6-9.
创造主有着一个更加大的计划在圣经里面是显而易见的。譬如我们看创世纪第六章讲到挪亚的故事。
Noah is introduced as the one person who walked faithfully with God in a society rife with depravity and wickedness.
挪亚是被介绍为一个充满着堕落、罪恶、邪恶的世界、社会的当中唯一一个依然与神同行的人。
After the flood has receded and all the ark's passengers have disembarked, God makes a covenant. Famously, the rainbow reminds us of this agreement.
当洪水退后之后，神立咗一个约，而彩虹提醒我哋呢一份嘅约。
Now, you recall that throughout the Old Testament, God makes a series of covenants.
如果你记得嘅话，喺旧约嘅当中，我哋睇见神立咗一连系嘅约。
Through them, Yahweh progressively reveals his character and his plan to recover what was lost due to human rebellion.
透过呢啲嘅约咧，耶和华逐步嚟到揭示佢嘅品格，同埋佢点样恢复人类悖逆而失去咗嗰个嘅计划。
And ultimately, all the Old Testament covenants are fulfilled by the new covenant in Christ.
而最终所有旧约当中所立嘅约，都系基督里面呢一个嘅新约成就出嚟。
But the first one was made back in Genesis 9. Here's my question. With whom does God make this covenant?
而第一个约在创世纪第九章所立的这个约，我的问题是神跟谁立约？
Now later, in Genesis, we read of God covenanting with Abraham.
之后在创世纪里面，我们看到神跟亚伯拉罕立约。
In Exodus, he covenants with the nation of Israel.
在出埃及记，神同以色列民族立约。
And later still, God makes a covenant with David.
而后来神同大卫立约。
But in Genesis 9, with whom does God make a covenant?
在创世记第九章，神系同边个立约？
Now in English, the heading assigned by the NIV editors reads, God's covenant with Noah. But that depiction is not only misleading, it's downright inexplicable.
当我们看圣经那些大标题的时候，他讲到神赐福挪亚与他立约，但这个描述不单只是具误导性，简直是无法来到解释经文的。
The text actually reads, verse 12, This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you.
创世纪章第九章第十二节其实是这样讲的，这就是我与你们与一切跟你们同在有生命的活物所立之约的记号。
The covenant between me and the earth.
我与大地立约的记号。
I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind.
我就纪念我与你们和一切有生命的活物所立的约。
I will see the rainbow and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth.
我看见就纪念我与地上一切有生命的活物所立的永约。
This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on earth.
这就是我与地上凡有生命的立约的记号。
In fact, within 10 short verses, 6 times,The text refers to God's covenant with Noah and all living creatures, or all life on earth.
事实上，在十节的经文里面，有六次提及到神与挪亚及所有生命，或者地上所有的生命立的约。
Now clearly, the breadth of God's redemption plan includes much more than people.
显而神的救赎计划的阔度是远超人。
And when we fast forward to Colossians 1, 15 to 20, we see this in the New Testament.
而我们去到新约哥罗西书第一章，我们同样看见。
Here Paul summarizes in no uncertain terms the scale of God's work.
保罗在这里毫无疑问去总结了神工作的规模。
All things were created through Christ.
万有是藉着他而有。
All things are sustained through Christ.
万有是靠着他而存在。
And all things are being reconciled to God through Christ.
萬有都藉著基督與神和好。
God has not given up on his Sabbath shalom plan, creator and image-bearing creatures and the rest of creation all in right relationship.
神是從未放棄過他安息平安的計劃，創造主與他的形象受造物和其餘所有的受造物全部都在一個正確的關係裡面。
Human rebellion knocks the plan off course, but because of Christ, the plan is back on track.
人的悖逆令到这个计划偏离了方向，但因为基督，这个计划重新回到正轨。
So, to recap the story of creation, number one, creation is made by God, and two, creation is God's temple.
做一个总结，第一点我们看到，被造物是神所造的，被造物是神的殿。
Creation is very good, but creation is groaning.
地造的万物是非常好，但同样在痛苦呻吟中。
But creation is loved by God, and creation is being redeemed by God through Christ.
地造的万物是神所爱，而同样是透过基督被神救赎。
So what?
咁又点啊？
What difference does this all make?
有乜嘢分别啊？
Well, I'm convinced that the story of God's creation has profound implications for the Christian life.
我深信神的创造故事对基督徒的生命是有着深远的影响。
For people keeping, but also for earth keeping, caring for creation.
不单只是照顾人和大地，更加是照顾神的创造。
The Holy Spirit invites us all to join him in helping God's world, God's temple, to thrive and flourish.
圣灵邀请我们每一个去参加他的工作，去帮助神的创造，神的殿去茁壮成长。
So what will you do today to participate?
今日你会做啲咩嚟到参与呢？
Will you plant a garden?
你会唔会种一个花园？
Explore a park?
去到一个公园度啊？
Ride a bike?
踩单车？
Take a child outside?
带小朋友去到大自然当中？
Live more simply?
或者过一个简朴嘅生活？
This is a lifelong journey and the possibilities are endless.
呢一个系一个终身嘅旅程，而当中嘅可能性系无穷无尽。
However the Spirit is calling you,May God grant us all wisdom and discernment and compassion as we bring to our broken world the fantastically good news of His story.
无论圣灵怎样去呼召你，愿神赐给我们的智慧、辨别力和怜悯，叫我们将这个奇妙的信息带到这个破碎的世界当中。
As a brief follow-up to the sermon, we're going to watch a short, kind of 60-second ad for Arasha. Sorry for the ad.I'm hoping to entice you to come and check out what Arasha is all about.
接下来呢，我想播一段短片俾大家听，啊，俾大家睇，啊，唔好介意，好似卖广告咁样样。
While that's getting queued up, I'll give a brief outline.
若我而家简要去介绍，Arasha.
At Arasha, we live out God's calling to care for creation and equip others to do likewise.
在 Arasha 当中，我哋去实践神呼召我哋点样去照顾呢一个嘅万物，亦都装备其他人嚟到做同样嘅事。
Arasha means the rock in Portuguese, and we have this name because Arasha was founded in Portugal in the early 80s by a British couple named Peter and Branda Harris.
Arasha 呢个系一个葡萄牙文嘅字，当意思咧系磐石咁解。系八十年代一对嘅夫妇喺葡萄牙而创立嘅一个机构。
Originally, they went to Portugal to study birds, but to do that as Christian mission.
他们去到葡萄牙以研究鸟的名义来去宣教。
Well, today, Arasha is a Christian conservation organization with projects in over 20 countries around the world, and in Canada, we're in BC, Manitoba, and Ontario.
在今天 Arasha 是一个基督教保育的组织，在世界20多个国家有参与我们的工作，在加拿大我们遍布在不同的省份。
We study endangered species, we restore sensitive habitat.
我们研究濒危的物种，我们复修敏感的栖息地。
We teach people of all ages about ecology and creation care.
我们教导不同的人关于生态环境和创造物的照顾。
And we equip churches in the earth-keeping dimension of discipleship.
并且我们装扮教会的信徒怎样去照顾这个大地。
So if you want to know more,But how you can join in, come visit our site in South Surrey.
如果你想知得更加多咧，或者嚟到我哋南苏里士嘅地方嚟到去参观。
Or check out the website or join our monthly Zoom call for church earthkeepers.
或者去到个网站，或者上到每个月我哋同教会有嘅守护者嘅个会议。
In any case, thank you so much for your support and interest in Arasha and for your attention today. I hope to see you soon.
好多谢你对 Arasha 嘅支持同埋关注，我希望快啲能够见到你。
Nature's beauty is stunning and fragile. It's something one must experience personally.
Hey, what's up?
Yo, you should join me at Arasha.
A what?
Say no more. I got you.
Whoa. Whoa!Whoa! Whoa!